All right, welcome back to the Weekend Warrior Podcast. It's May 31st. This is episode 5. Welcome back. Pat Lane here with Mike Langone. Today we're going to be talking some Celtics, a little season recap, along with what they should be doing in the offseason. We'll talk a little bit of NBA Finals, a little bit of the NHL playoffs, and I'll also talk a little Tiger Woods. That's a little crazy story. Also, we have This Week in Sports History and the Warrior One to Watch. Okay, we want to talk Celtics. We want to talk Red Sox. I'm sorry. We do. Okay, we just can't. There's too much other crap going on.
Yeah, really.
Okay. We also remembered that we didn't actually introduce ourselves to you guys. So we're going to do that today as well, just so you kind of have a little idea of who the hell we are, in case you don't know who we are already. So we got that going for you. Don't forget to find us on Twitter. It's at Weekend Warrior Pod. Weekend War Pod, okay? So no E's in weekend, so it's WKNDWARPOD. Okay, and the email is the same, WKNDWARPOD@gmail. Okay? So send us a tweet, send us an email, send us a smoke signal, just get in touch with us, okay?
You can find us on iTunes now.
iTunes as well, yes. Subscribe and rate us on iTunes, yep. Please. Weekend Warriors, search for us, you'll see us, okay? Also, a big shout out to MDOT for the intro music and outro music as well. You can find him on Instagram and Twitter. That's at MDOT Boston. Also, he's on Spotify, and his newest album, The Ego and the Enemy, is on iTunes as well. Okay, let's get into it. Okay, so I told you we're starting off with intros about ourselves, so I'll go first. As I said, my name is Pat Lane. I am a father of three, as a matter of fact. Today is my daughter's fourth birthday, my middle daughter, so six. My oldest is six, and then four, and then my son turned one last week. I am a Patriot season ticket holder, and also a middle school math teacher. So I'm a little insane, which is, you know, a little crazy, but nevertheless, okay? Two interesting facts about myself. I'm going to kind of say two interesting facts about ourselves. Two interesting facts about myself. First of all, number one, I stole a pass from Allen Iverson, the Allen Iverson. I used to play basketball at the Reebok World Headquarters, and he played there one day, and I just read him and picked a pass off and immediately took two dribbles and then immediately picked up the ball and was like, I need to give this to someone else before I do something incredibly stupid and ruin this moment. It's still the highlight of my athletic career. AI was pretty good.
Was he still in the league then?
He was. He was playing for Denver at the time.
Wow.
The guy was, yeah, he was unbelievable. Actually, funny story about that. Someone hit a jumper in his eyeball during that game. And he was just kind of messing around. And so the guy runs down the court talking shit because he's like, it's fucking Allen Iverson. When the hell am I going to do that, right?
No one ever saw him again.
AI gets the ball. I swear to God, it was like Barry Sanders. You ever seen the clip of Barry Sanders against the Patriots where he deeks out seven different dudes? Willie Clay had like four shots at him. Iverson just crossed up everybody on the court, comes on the baseline from outside the paint and jumps, brings the ball up and then under, goes underneath the hoop and spins it off the top of the glass and in. And we're all like, oh, right, Allen Iverson, right. We forgot for a second. Like, it was unbelievable. It was crazy. So, actually, in that game, too, Baron Davis played in that game, too. So, it was AI and Baron Davis. It was Baron Davis pulling up from half court, draining threes. But, anyways, that's my one interesting fact. Number two, shout out to my wife here because, the story I'm going to tell you is a little ridiculous. On our first date, I called my wife bulimic on our first date. That was interesting. I wasn't body shaming in any way, okay? It was actually a Zoolander reference. So I don't know how many of you have seen Zoolander, okay? But this one scene where the girl's pouring her heart out and she's like, I became bulimic. And Ben Stiller's like, oh my God, you can read minds? And she was like, so she claims that she never said this, but she did. She said something about her and her friends being, you know, able to read each other's minds, and I'm like, oh my God, you're bulimic? And she was like, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah. And I was like, oh, you ever seen Zoolander? She's like, no. I was like, well, you wouldn't get the joke then, I guess. That was our first date. Our second date, I showed her The Big Lebowski, which she may hate more than any other movie ever made. And now we've been married for almost 9 years. So you guys that suck at dating, there is hope for you. There is hope. All right? So that's me.
And me, I'm Mike Langone. I date a wonderful woman who also happens to be Pat's sister.
Wonderful is going a little far, yeah. But you know,
hey, she could be listening. So. What else about me? I'm a big wrestling fan, pro wrestling fan. I'm a Hulkamaniac. I'm also a Beatlemaniac.
Oh, right.
And sometimes a maniac. Other than that, gee, I don't know. I don't have kids.
That's good.
Yeah, I got that going for me. I drive a Camry. Also have that going for me.
Just like me.
Trivia nights. Let's go to trivia nights. We'll have a Weekend Warrior fan club.
That is a fantastic idea. Trivia. We would dominate. You would dominate in trivia. I'm okay at trivia. You dominate at trivia.
It's a team effort always.
Like LeBron on the 06 Cavs. Ah, it's a team effort. Team effort, you know? Yeah. All right, so anyway, so let's get into it now that you kind of know a few things about us. We're going to Celtics first. Okay, I think season-wise, I thought they met their expectations.
It's a total success.
Right? I mean, I would say, right, you won two series, and I know that people said, well, they expected to be in the East Conference Finals this year, but at the end of the day, they hadn't won a series yet.
Right.
So you wanted to win a series. And then you see what happens, right? So they win one series, and they beat the Wizards, obviously, in seven, but even still, right? So you can't, you know, at the beginning of the year when you said, I want them to win a series, now we change the goal line, right? Yeah. Felger Maz does that. Shout out Jim Murray. Nice work there, kid. Changing the goal line on the Celtics. Just win a series. That's all I want you to do, win a series. And then they get to the East Conference Finals and you say, well, they suck. Like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, either it was a success or not.
They can't win with them.
So, anyways, I think they met expectations there. You know, won two series. Like you said, totally successful, right?
Oh, yeah.
IT really turned it on this year. Mm-hmm. I think became a star in the league. And Horford, although he didn't necessarily play great in the regular season, really showed his worth in the postseason, I thought.
Yeah, a lot of guys did, I think. You know, just for them to get the experience in the playoffs. Like Marcus Smart, as much, you know, crap we give him, he still had his moments. And same with Olynyk. Amir Johnson's got to go. But Jaylen Brown, that's your future right there.
Well, that was the guy I was going to talk about, is that Jaylen Brown, I thought you saw incredible growth from him. I thought that there were moments where, you know, I saw a guy that could be a superstar in the league.
Right.
You know, and maybe not, but he certainly looks like it. Yeah. And if you're a Celtics fan, you kind of have to bank on that, don't you?
Yeah.
Because he's the future.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And the playoff experience is going to go a long way. Like, what 20-year-old number three pick gets to the third round of the playoffs? It's not often.
So. True, true. And he's, you know, going one-on-one against LeBron. Yeah. And he's no fear.
No fear at all.
Yeah. You like seeing that.
Yeah.
Which is good. Also, the Nets sucked, so that was good.
Yeah.
Got the number one pick out of it. The Nets show no signs of becoming better anytime soon.
Nope.
That's also good because we have their first round pick next year as well, which is nice. I will say, just because the last time we were here, Game 5 was happening the next day. I don't know about you, but I didn't really watch Game 5. Also, shout out to the Warrior one to watch for me on that one. I said watch Sens Pens instead of Game 5. Sens Pens went the double overtime. Yeah. Game 5 was done. Literally, I watched Game 5. It was 5-3. LeBron drove to the basket, kicked it out to Kevin Love for a wide open three. Celtics came down. Olynyk tried to do some stupid reverse layup. LeBron blocked him.
He's such an idiot.
Back down the other end, LeBron lays it in. Then Marcus Smart throws a long pass. LeBron picks it off. Yeah. Then LeBron lays it in and gets fouled in one. It was 12-3. I'm like, oh, the game's over. That's it. End of game. And that was it was never close.
And how about Barkley being more interested in the NHL game than the Stanley Cup game?
Yeah.
He had money in Ottawa.
Did he?
Yeah.
Of course he did. Yeah. Of course. Freaking mush. That guy. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
So, anyways, so overall, I think the season went as well as you could hope for, you know, given what you knew.
Yeah, number one seed.
Right.
Like, that's... say what you want, like, that Cleveland didn't care about it and they rested their guys, but, I mean, obviously in the end it didn't really matter, but to have the number one seed, just to have that under your belt is huge. And especially for Stevens, too, I mean... But he started 2-10 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, after the first two games against Chicago, and he ended up having a really good playoff then.
We did, right? And people will sit there and say, well, Rondo got hurt and blah, 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 blah. You know, it's like, come on. You know, I mean,
they overrate that.
Right. Of course they do, because the Celtics woke up and started playing well, and so, it must have been because of Rondo.
Chicago was like, they were going to implode no matter what.
Right.
Like, that team is a mess.
So yeah, I mean, overall, I think, we're in agreement here that a pretty successful season overall. So, off-season-wise, next year, in my opinion, I don't know about you, but my opinion is the biggest question you have is Isaiah Thomas. That's the biggest question you have, because he's your best player right now. Skill-wise, he's your best player. He may not be your most valuable asset, but he's your best player right now. You have to decide, are you going to keep him? Are you going to trade him? Is he going to be healthy? Is he injured? So, like, if he's injured and he's out 6-7 months, well, now that hurts his trade stock, because no one's going to trade for a guy in the last year of his contract who's going to give him half a season.
Yeah.
There's no one's going to do that.
Right.
And so, you're not going to be able to trade him to some team that's going to say, we're going to be able to wow him and keep him here because we can give him more money. You're not going to be able to do that. And so the question becomes now, well, what the hell do you do with him? He's already said that he is willing to take less money so that we can sign more people, which is great. But they still got to decide what they're going to do with him.
Yeah. I think they're going to somewhat kind of build around him like they did with Pierce. I just think that he's their guy. You know, and they might as well give him the captain. I don't think they've given the captaincy yet, but they might as well. I just think they'll sign him. I don't think it'll be a max deal. I think it'll be something like 3 years, 3 or 4 years, if it's just under the max, and
25,
which helps them out too, because then they can, they can sign one more max guy, I think, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just kind of build around him. He showed his worth in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I thought he was awesome in the playoffs, and especially with all the adversity he had to face too.
Well, playing three really showed a lot of grit and balls.
Oh yeah.
You really did, you know, and so you take that, you know, I mean, playing through the death of his sister and then losing teeth and having that crazy oral surgery he had, you know, so, I mean, he really played through a lot. I just wonder if they can win with him at the one. I wonder if they can, and if he's, you know, I wonder if he's not a sixth man on a championship team, like a Jamal Crawford. Now, he's better than Jamal Crawford, but everyone says, well, he's better than Jamal Crawford. But Jamal Crawford never got the minutes that he's getting. So is he Jamal Crawford?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
It seems to me he has like that extra, you know, something about him. I don't know. He showed his balls in the playoffs. I mean, Cleveland kicked their ass, and I think he kind of saw that the writing was on the wall, and, you know, so it's better to just, you know, start healing now.
Yeah, well, see, I wonder if that wasn't a Celtics decision. I wonder if that wasn't they went to him and said, you're done. You're not playing anymore.
Yeah. Most likely that, but you know what I mean, though. It's like,
right. Well, and I understand. I mean, I'm with you on that. I mean, you're right. He definitely was the heart and soul of this team, for sure. And so you used to look at it and say, well, maybe the Celtics pony up and pay him because he's their guy and they want to move forward with him. And I understand that. But I just look at what's in their future as far as the number one pick is concerned. Unless you trade the pick for something, which I don't want them to do, but let's just say they don't. Well, you're drafting Fultz. And if Fultz is the point guard of the future, why are you signing IT to a 3 or 4 year deal?
Well, Fultz can play the two as well.
Well, okay, fine, but now
you get Avery Bradley, and I'm kind of attached to Avery Bradley.
Yeah, so we'll talk about Avery in a second, but I think, you know, to me, so there's questions about the guards and then the three. So Jaylen Brown's the three, and he's the three of the future, as far as I'm concerned. And so we'll talk more about that, because I don't want to kind of get too much into that. But I think the point guard spot affects those other spots. Because if you bump Fultz to the two, now you have to bump somebody else to the three, which means you got to bump Jaylen Brown to the four, which means... You know what I mean?
Play small ball, but not that small.
And that's the problem, right? And so you start to look at it and say, okay, you have to make a decision at some point, you know? And that's... It kind of... it's similar to... We're going to talk about, you know, later, and obviously not today, but we're going to talk about later, the Brady situation, where you're going to have to make a decision between Brady and Garoppolo at some point, you know, unless Brady retires or gets injured or whatever, you're going to have to choose between the two of them.
Yeah.
Right? So you had a situation with the Celtics where you're going to have to choose between IT and Fultz. And what does that mean? Does that mean they trade the pick for something else? Does that mean, you know, I don't know what that means. But
well, I think with Fultz, they'll keep him on the bench for his first 2 years probably.
Maybe, right? But remember, his first year is IT's last year. So if you sign IT to a three-year deal, he's on the bench for the first year. Now IT's still signed for 2 years. And Fultz is now coming off the bench or playing or, you know what I mean? So
yeah, I don't know. That's kind of another college thing that Stevens does.
That's true.
It's, you know, it's like he's got his five.
Right.
You know, and then he can just like, it's next man up type of stuff.
That's true. That's true. That is true. I mean, I almost wonder if he's hurt and he comes back and plays the way he did this year, even if it's not really until the playoffs, if they can't sign and trade him next year, if that's what they're going to do. Now, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea what they're going to go, but to me, I don't see the Celtics winning a championship with Isaiah at point. I just don't.
But what's the market for him?
Well, that's the problem.
It's like he's 5'9". He has to work in a system that the ball's going through him, and most teams aren't going to do that.
Well, that's,
you know? and that's another college thing with Stevens, you know.
Right. Well, that's true, but I also think that the ball doesn't necessarily need to go through him every time. I think he's all right off ball.
Yeah.
But he's not Ray Allen off ball.
But with any other team, he's not going to average 29 a game.
That's true. That is true. Right. A lot of teams are looking for a facilitator.
The system is perfect for him.
Right.
You know, he's the bizarro Rondo.
That's true. Yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point. So anyway, so that's the number one IT. Now, the next thing is where I wanted to talk about the Jaylen Brown thing with a 2-3. Because everyone's talking about Hayward, right? Need Hayward. Well, here's the problem. Gordon Hayward's a small forward.
Right.
If you sign Gordon Hayward to a max deal, now what the hell do you do with Jaylen Brown? Do you put Brown at the four? Do you put Brown at the two?
At the two, maybe. But
I mean, that's crazy. Like, can he keep up with shooting guards? Like, I don't know. I think he can play with the small forwards, but does he keep up with the shooting guards? Can he play the four? Which I don't think he can. I mean, he's only 6'7", 6'8". He's not a power forward, and right. So you start to say, okay, you use a max deal on a spot that you think is locked up for your future.
Right, and they need a center. Everyone's forgetting that they can't rebound for shit. They need a center.
Zizek's coming, and supposedly now he's the real deal. I've never seen him play. That's not true. I've seen highlights of him play in the fucking Euro League somewhere where, like, you know, who the hell knows he's playing against, you know, trash collectors. I mean, like, whatever, you know, like, but
guys smoking cigarettes on the sidelines. French guys.
That's supposed to, oh, that guy's really tall, you know, it's like, but that guy, that was my horrendous French accent, by the way. Maybe we'll edit that out. Maybe not, but maybe.
I can't now.
Anyways, so maybe Zizek is the future. That's what some people say, is that Zizek's the real deal. And if he'll
be on the bench for 3 years when he gets up.
That's a good point. So they got. I mean, but see, to me, that's secondary. That's like a guy that, okay, he's not a big name guy. He's like a guy. Zaza is a perfect example. Yeah. Zaza blows, right?
But he'll give you 10, 15 rebounds. That's it.
That's all they're looking for. So just get some schmuck who can't play who rebounds, like whatever, you know. So I think they can figure that out. The Hayward's the question to me. And so again, to me, I'm looking at it saying, well, Jaylen Brown's my three of the future. I'm not using a max deal on a small four. I'm not doing it. And everyone says, oh, Gordon Hayward, oh my God, he'd be such an upgrade. I'm sorry, but I'm not in. I'm not in on Gordon Hayward. I don't want him here. No offense to you, Gordon Hayward. I know we love you, and apparently you're white, so all the people that say Boston is racist, we love you here, apparently. But, like, I don't give a shit about Gordon freaking Hayward.
He got a,
like,
bigger ovation than Jay Crowder.
That's true. Well, it's because fans knew he was a free agent and wanted him to come here. Like, you know, Jay Crowder can bitch about it all he wants, but, like, screw you. However, so here's where I want to go. This is where I'm angling towards. Now, I said on episode one, if you weren't with us, I said in episode one I would consider trading for Carmelo, which is fucking blasphemy, okay? But I did say it.
Still on that train?
I'm not still on that train.
Okay.
However, that it's my commitment to the young guys, okay? To Jaylen Brown, to the two draft picks. I don't want to give up the two draft picks. I also don't want to eat into Jaylen Brown's minutes long term. Okay. So Dan Greenberg, who is works for the Stool. If you don't follow him on Twitter already, you should. It's at Stool Greeny. Okay, the guy is he's like the fucking Celtics king. Okay. He had proposed a trade, and I'm gonna propose it to you. Okay. And this is my this is the trade that I'm praying that it happens. Okay. Avery Bradley, Jay Crowder, and the Celtics first round pick in 2018. Not the Nets first round pick in 2018. The Celtics first round pick in 2018. To Golden State for Klay Thompson.
No way they take that.
You're probably right.
No way.
You're probably right that Golden State would never take it. Yeah. I wouldn't take it if I were Golden State. However, they're going to run into some serious issues with the cap. And not the cap, but with the luxury tax.
Right.
If they re-sign Durant, which they're probably going to, yeah. if they want to keep Curry, if they want to keep all the guys they have, which I'm assuming they want to, somebody has to go. Right?
Yeah.
And if that person is Klay Thompson, which there have been rumors that that person might be Klay Thompson, if that's the case, then you get a guy in Jay Crowder with a really fantastic contract in Jay Crowder.
Yeah.
Avery Bradley's got an expiring contract, so okay, maybe he plays 1 year at the two, but he gives you fantastic defense at the two, and he can shoot. He's not a great shooter. Clearly, he's not Klay Thompson.
But yeah, they lose.
Oh, they lose a ton.
They lose a ton.
They lose a ton. However, and we'll talk about the NBA Finals in a minute, I think they're so far ahead, above and beyond everybody else, that they can afford to lose a little bit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you get those two guys, and you get a first-round pick back, you know, I don't know if they'd ever do it, but Thompson signed for two more years. He's 27, the same age as Hayward, but he's also signed for two more years, so you don't have to worry about signing.
I think he's better than Curry.
Well, see, this is the thing. He's had a shitty playoffs. He's had a really shitty playoffs. And if he continues to have a shitty playoffs, say he has a bad NBA Finals or something like that, and they still smoke the Cavs, then maybe they look at it and say, what the fuck's this guy doing for us? You know, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they're that stupid, but you know, you just look at it and say, they have a hell of a team already, and they, someone's going to have to go, right? And out of the guys that you have, he's the one that makes the most sense to go.
Yeah.
Because you can't give up Durant. You can't give up Draymond, because nobody can replace what he does. And between Curry and Thompson, and I think you might be onto something where Thompson might be better than Curry, but Curry's so much more popular than Thompson.
Well, yeah, that's,
it
that's
would be a, like blasphemy to get rid of him.
Like, I just think Thompson, he's a better defender, obviously. Curry's not much of a defender at all. But I don't know. I mean, Curry's probably a better shooter, but I just think Thompson's all around a better player. You know, and I think his value is higher.
Yeah, team wise. You're probably right. You're probably right. And he would fit in beautifully here. But again,
a lot of guys would, but he's one of them.
But that solves your problem of a three coming in. Mm-hmm. He's now a two. He gets inserted into the lineup as your two. You have IT or Fultz, whoever it is at the point. You have Jaylen Brown at the three.
Right.
And there's your team of the future, you know, with Horford at power forward and Zizek at center. And then, you know, French Draymond at the power forward eventually.
Would you rather have Klay Thompson over Jimmy Butler?
100%. Okay. Because Jimmy Butler plays a three.
He plays a two.
Okay. All right, fine.
Not this year because they got Wade. But
I suppose that's true. Okay, so maybe you could put him at the two. But to get Jimmy Butler, you have to give up a Nets pick. I would say.
I would do it.
I would
trade next year's pick.
See,
you got to think the Nets will be a little bit better.
Why?
Because where else is there to go?
I suppose. But most teams, when they suck, they get a really good player to come in and play well. But
that's
they're not getting that. So, I mean, they could be right where they were last year, and you could have a top two or three pick again.
Yeah, but then you're in the same situation again, which isn't a bad situation to be in.
Right.
But when you're just doing it over and over again, and I don't know, it's just I would rather they need to get some established talent out of all of this.
Well, you're right. I agree with you, but, you know, at the end of the day, you look at it and say, you know, what do you want there?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think, look, if it's me personally, and I said, okay, I'll trade you for either Klay or Jimmy Butler, I would say, okay, I'll trade you the Nets first round pick in 2018. However, I want a protection on it. I want either top three or top five protection, and then I'll trade you my first round pick the next year, which sucks for that team because if they get a, say they get top three protected and ends up at four, like, well, that blows the Celtics, lose their pick. But if it's top five, if it's top five protected and the Celtics end up in the top five, then that team gets screwed because they end up with a fucking late 20s pick in 2019 because you know the Celtics are going to be pretty good. So I don't know if anyone would agree to that. I mean, shit.
Chicago
I would,
might, but...
Listen, I would say I'll trade you our first-round pick in 2018 and the Nets' first-round pick in 2018, top five protected. So now you're getting two first-round picks out of it. If the Nets picks end up at six or seven, you get it. If it doesn't, then you get two back-to-back years where you get my first-round pick. Yeah, it might be late 20s, but you never know. You could strike gold there.
Yeah, that could work.
And so, you know, that's what I would do. And listen, if it's going to be Butler, it's going to be Butler. If it's going to be Thompson, it's going to be Thompson. But I want some assurances. I don't want to trade that pick and have it be the fucking number one pick next year. And then turns out some guy could be disgusting coming out of the league, coming out of the college next year. And you're like, fuck, we missed out on that guy.
Yeah, but we also... We're going to get faults. And I think that they're going to be just a wagon the next few years. If they get Butler with faults and then they get a center.
Right.
Like, you know, obviously not Tyson Chandler, but a Tyson Chandler type guy.
Right. And you have Horford already.
Yeah. Because Horford needs to be power forward because he sucks at center. He can't rebound.
Right. Well, and you're right about that. But again, the problem is, does that beat Golden State? Does it beat Cleveland? I think it's competitive with Cleveland, but does it beat Cleveland?
Well, I think what their goal is to be the San Antonio of the East. And I think if you get, like, not saying anyone's Kawhi on the Celtics, or could be. I mean,
could be Jalen. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you know, look at the Spurs team that beat Miami a couple of years ago.
Right.
It was Duncan, who was old, Ginobili, who was old. Tony Parker's only like 32 or something, isn't he?
No, he's got to be older.
He's not.
Really?
He's a lot younger than you think.
Holy shit.
I feel like he's been around since like David Robinson.
Right? But I mean, so maybe you're right. Maybe that's what they want to build. But can they do it? I mean, that's really the question is, can they do it? Are they able to do it?
I think they're already on the track to...
I don't know. I mean, maybe you're right. I just think... It's so difficult right now. You want to compete now, but also really build for the future.
Right. And
I don't want to give up too much to get, you know, like I said, if the pick is out of the top five in 2018, fine. I don't mind trading it if it's out of the top five. But if you're telling me it's a one, number one or number two, like there could be a real playmaker in next year's draft that we miss out on because we wanted to trade for Jimmy Butler, who's already like 27, 28.
But the odds are he's probably a small forward or a shooting guard. And
true. No, it's true. But I mean, it could be.
Or a point guard. And then
right. Or it could be a guy that's a power forward.
It could be.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. But I still think, I don't know.
All this would have been solved if they just picked friggin' Giannis.
Oh, God.
Instead over of Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah.
If you redraft that draft, Giannis goes number one.
Oh, 100%, dude. Anthony Bennett went number one that year. So, I mean, Giannis goes number one that year. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what someone was saying on Twitter today, too, I saw, was think about LeBron going back to Cleveland. Cleveland got 3 years in a row had the number one pick. 3 years in a row. 1 year they had Bennett. Terrible. Mm-hmm. 1 year they got Kyrie. And then the next year they traded the number one pick along with Bennett to Minnesota for Kevin Love. But, you know, so three years in a row. Fuck you, NBA. So, anyways, Celtics got the number one pick this year, so I guess we can't complain too much. So, speaking of the NBA Finals, or speaking of Cleveland, just a really quick NBA Finals preview. What do you think?
If it's not a sweep, it's Golden State in five. I think they're just... I don't know. Cleveland... It's I don't know, Golden State. They're just gonna be in. They're just so much better.
They're so good.
They swept San Antonio.
Yeah, and Kawhi was.
I know Kawhi was out, and you know maybe, but if even then they probably beat them in five.
Right.
So I mean they at home court and they're on fire right now, especially Durant.
Well, they just the problem with Golden State. There's just too many of them.
Right.
There's four superstars on that team.
Four
of the top
10, 12 players.
Yeah. I mean, that's just stupid. It's just not fair. And so there's no one on Cleveland that can compete with that. I mean, listen, LeBron's unbelievable. He's on another level. Kyrie showed in this series that he can go on another level and be unbelievable too. But if you have a night where Curry, Thompson, Durant, and Green are all playing well, mm-hmm. how are you going to beat that team? It's not possible.
Right.
I mean, you can, you know, Thompson and Curry can hit a three every single time down the court, and so can't Durant, by the way. And then they're unstoppable inside because they have Durant inside and Green inside.
Yeah.
They're just, they're really tough to beat.
Think of the bench, too. Iguodala, Livingston.
Yeah, I mean,
David West has been all right.
They're going to have, I think, I'm with you. I'm thinking it could be a sweep. LeBron's never been swept in a series ever in his career. I'm pretty sure.
Against the Spurs, he was swept.
Oh, right. Good point.
With Cleveland.
You're right. So
but that's the only time.
That was the finals, right. Yeah. So okay. So he's been swept once in the finals, and I think it could happen again this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it will, but I think it certainly could. So we'll see. So that's the NBA Finals. We wanted to talk very quickly about the NHL. We got a million things to get through here, but the NHL Stanley Cup Finals started 2 days ago on Monday night, I believe it was, mm-hmm. and the fucking just the fucking offset. First of all, the catfish incident was unbelievable.
Awesome
with a fucking didn't guy it from explode? Nashville. No, it didn't explode. The story's unbelievable. So in Nashville, if you don't know, in Nashville, they throw catfish onto the ice. That's just like their thing. Like, why the hell they do it? They're just fucking crazy,
well, it's
okay?
Like the octopus in Detroit. Nothing makes sense.
Right, exactly.
It's just a hockey thing.
So this guy buys a catfish in Nashville, I believe. I don't even know where the hell he was. I think he was in Nashville. And he drove to the game in Pittsburgh.
How did he get it into the arena?
This is the best part, dude.
I didn't read this.
He went to his buddy's house, gutted the catfish, and then he's like, well, he's a redneck. You gotta remember, he's a redneck.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I need to make it flat. So he ran it over with his truck a bunch of times.
Oh my God.
And he said the head was still too fat. He vacuum sealed. He tried to vacuum seal it, but the head was too big to vacuum seal. So he sprayed it with Old Spice. I can't fucking lie about this shit, dude. He sprayed it with Old Spice and then taped it to the inside of his leg underneath his shorts. Like, just unbelievable stuff, dude. And then he went into the bathroom and took it out from his leg. It was just ridiculous.
The effort.
They're dropping all the charges on him. I mean, the guy's a psychopath. But anyways, just unbelievable. Anyways, getting back to the actual game, the offsides rule is just an absolute fucking joke. So the offsides, again, very simple with the NHL. There's the blue line, the attacking blue line. You cannot cross the offensive blue line before the puck does. You have to have one skate behind or on the blue line. It has to be on the ice, not above the ice. One of the Nashville's guys was straddling, not even moving, was straddling the blue line and caught a pass. And apparently his skate came off like a millimeter off the ice. And so it was no goal. Now, the wrinkle here is that it was like 35 seconds after that happened. I guess Pittsburgh touched the puck twice in that sequence.
Mm-hmm.
They finally got the puck back to Subban. They tried to get it out. Nashville was able to stop it. They got the puck back to Subban, and Subban scored. And then Pittsburgh challenged it. And sure enough, they found the guy was a millimeter off the ice. And so they said no goal. It's just, it's got to fucking stop.
I hate it. It's just in baseball, too. I hate it.
And baseball, I get it. I understand
for some things, but when it's a guy sliding the second,
right,
and the second baseman or the shortstop has to keep his glove on him the whole time, or else he's out
because he pops up. It's stupid.
That's so stupid.
I will say, however, in that situation, it happens right away. Right? It's not like, well, then three more guys bat, he scores, and then they're like, oh, let's review that play.
It happens right away,
at least, you know? And I still agree, it's stupid.
It shouldn't
happen that way, but at least it's like happens right away. The hockey thing is like, we had 35 seconds of gameplay, could be a minute and a half of gameplay, and then someone scores, and they're like, oh, wow, by the way, no goal because of some stupid. It's like, what the fuck are we doing? What are we doing?
Screw the Bruins a couple of times.
This is the first goal of the NHL Stanley Cup Final. Like, what are we doing? Okay? And listen, Nashville gave up 5 goals on 12 shots.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of them was empty netter. Okay, one of them was empty netter, yeah. So it was 4 goals and 11 shots. But 7 saves. Not good. Mm-hmm. Okay? Not good. So they didn't necessarily deserve to win. But nevertheless, this fucking offside thing changes the whole dynamic of the
game. Yeah, there you go.
It does. Yeah, it does. I agree with you. And I just, you know, so to me, my idea is this. Okay, give the coaches a buzzer. Each coach gets a buzzer, and you get 10 seconds. They get in the zone. You get 10 seconds to make your decision about whether the guy was offsides or not. You press the button. The gameplay continues.
You can only use it once.
No.
No?
No. Because no one would use it. Why would you use it? What if they didn't score that time?
Yeah, right. Well, how many times can you use it then?
Okay.
Because I feel like it would just be buzzed on every possession.
I'm getting to that. Hold on. Because you're right. Because it could be. You're just fucking buzzing every time, right? But so, if they score a goal, then they review it because you buzzed. You get 6 per game. 6 challenges per game maximum.
Okay.
But you don't get them back if they don't score. So think about how many times a team goes in and out. Right, every single time a team goes in, you can challenge as many times as you want, but once you get to 6, you're done.
Okay.
Right, you challenge the offsides, you can do it a maximum of 6 times, and you only have 10 seconds. If you don't get it within 10 seconds, it could be fucking 10.5 seconds. If you click that buzzer at 10.5 seconds, you do not get a challenge. End of story. 10 seconds is plenty of time for them to figure out whether the guy was offsides or not. Plenty of time. And so, you know, I don't care. You got a guy in the booth watching video. You got a guy with fucking binoculars. I don't care what you do, but it needs to change. And so give them 6 a game and say, look, if you think the guy was offside, you get 10 seconds, buzz it. If they don't score, you lose a challenge, but you got 6 of them, so you're okay. But you don't get it back, right? And so because if you only gave them 1, they would never challenge anything.
But you need to lose something, though. Like in the NFL, you lose a timeout. NHL, it should be like a penalty or something. A power play. The other team should go on a power play. Oh,
see, but you can't.
Because you wasted all of our time.
I know, that's true, right? But but the problem is that how are you going to do that? Like, you just can't. I mean, what you lose is the right to challenge.
Okay, I think. But there needs to be bigger consequences to that.
I mean, maybe you're right, right? I mean, but.
But baseball, you don't really lose anything. It's like,
well, that's the other part of it, right? Baseball, you lose nothing. And in the NHL, it's hard. Like, you can't. What are you going to give them a power play? You give the other team a power play because you gave a shitty challenge? Like,
baseball should be an out.
That would be insane.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Stop the fucking challenges.
Yeah.
That's for sure. That would be nice. But that's never going to happen. But that would be nice.
I just hate how we're losing the human element.
Yeah. Well,
I know you want to get the calls right, but. To me, there's nothing like a good controversy when an umpire or a ref screws it up.
Yeah, but I mean, some of them, like, what was it, the Reds championship with the guy where he called him out as he was, and he clearly wasn't.
Oh, Cardinals Royals in 85.
Right?
Yeah.
Where he, like, called him safe, right? And he was, like, 2 feet from the back.
Yeah.
And it's like, really? Like, we got that one wrong?
If it's, like, that far off, then yeah.
You know, yeah, but where do you draw the line?
I don't, like, on these close little stupid plays that they.
Right. No, you're right. It is true.
In a second, like, the only challenges you should have in baseball are for, you know, a home run down the line. You can't tell.
Right. I suppose
they screw that up once in a while.
Right. But then again, it's out or safe at a base, and then it's like if it's too close. I mean, it should only be
home plate.
Maybe. And maybe you're right. But again, what if it's 2 outs in the bottom of the 9th and the guy gets thrown out at second? And then the next guy up hits a single.
I don't think they review it after the 7th.
Maybe, right. But either way. Yeah. I mean, you get my point, right? But the guy gets thrown out at second, the next guy singles. Well, that guy would have scored. And so wasn't that play important?
Well, that's the human element, and then you're going to second-guess the manager.
I guess. And, yeah, I mean, it's a whole... I mean, you're right, but it's just like, if we're going to get it right, get it right. That's the way I feel, is that... But we just get too much of it. It's really the problem.
And with hockey, too. They've always had stupid rules, like the Brett Hull goal against Buffalo in the finals. He had his toe in the crease.
Yeah. Ugh, yeah.
They screwed that up. I mean, in my opinion, it's right because that shouldn't matter if the guy's foot's in his crease. If he's on top of the goalie, then
right. That's
one thing. But I remember, I think it was a year before the Bruins played the Capitals in the playoffs, and I think they had a goal or maybe 2 goals brought back because of that. You know, having a foot in the crease, which is, and that's just hockey. Just they just do dumb things.
Right. Well, the offsides thing is stupid. I mean,
oh, that's very stupid.
If you got one skate on the other side, you should be fine.
Yeah.
Like, if it's on the ground, not on the ground, like, whatever. If it's there, if it's on the other side, it's on the other side.
If the guy's behind the net, then we have a problem.
Right, right, you know? Or if he's got both legs in, fine. But, like, if he's doing his best to stay out and he slows his... I mean, because these guys slow down, they, like, come to a complete stop almost as the puck gets there. It's like they're not gaining an advantage by being offsides a millimeter. They're just not.
No, yeah, exactly.
And they're losing all their momentum because of it. And so... You know, it's just stuff like that is just stupid. Yeah. So get rid of that crap.
Yeah.
So, anyways, that NHL actually they're playing game two right now as we speak. So who knows what the score is?
No spoilers.
Go Nashville, please.
I guess the lesser of two evils. So.
No, but PK Subban.
I like Subban, but I just Nashville's not a hockey team.
You're right. There, it is true. It is true. It's not a hockey.
Bring it back to six teams.
Good luck with that. Maybe 36 one day.
Yeah, I know.
Definitely not six.
Yep.
So anyways, all right, so moving on to Tiger, because Tiger Woods is just, this is just awesome.
It's an American tragedy.
It really is. Well, you said that to me earlier this week, and I was like, that's just the perfect way to describe it. There's no other way to describe it than an American tragedy. Yeah. It's unbelievable. It just, there's so many wrinkles in here that you can look at and say, oh my God, like, look at this guy, and look at what he's done, and look where... I mean, the guy was the greatest golfer of all time. And you can argue, and I wasn't around, you know, I didn't watch any of the big guys, any of the big old guys. And they were unbelievable. And obviously, right, you can't compete with Nicklaus and all those other guys. I mean, I get it, okay? But of our generation, he was the greatest golfer of all time. And not only that, but he brought golf into everyone's room.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone watched golf. If Tiger was playing in a tournament and it was Sunday, golf was on. It was just on anywhere, whether you like golf or not.
Yeah.
Everyone was watching. And unlike most champions, everyone was rooting for Tiger, not against him. Which is crazy because usually, like the Patriots, they're the best team. Everyone roots against the Patriots. Mm-hmm. That's not the case with Tiger. He was the number one guy and everyone wanted to see him win. It was crazy.
When you have a sports century in the year 2099 on ESPN, if like Tiger Woods will be up there, top five,
absolutely,
like so far,
yeah,
for this century. I mean, he's just like, and he just lost it all. I don't know.
He did.
When was the last time he's played in the tournament?
He hasn't played in a tournament in a while. He hasn't qualified for a tournament in a while.
Yeah,
and
it's
so
unbelievable. I mean, 08 I think was his last major, right?
08 was his last major, yeah.
Almost 10 years ago. And then he had the stuff with his wife not too long after that.
And so Michael Felger was pointing out today on their show. I suppose I'll give them some good publicity here.
Don't say the name of the show, though.
Oh, right. Good
point. Or the station.
Can't do that. No. Yes. Don't want to get fined or sued. what he said was that his last major was in 08, in June of 08. And July of 08, they started testing for PEDs.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, shit. And then he had, quote-unquote, knee surgery and was out for the rest of the year.
Yeah, there you go.
That's interesting.
There's always been rumors about him.
And he hasn't won a major since.
Yeah.
So you're like, wait a second. They started testing. You won your last tournament literally a month before they started testing. And you haven't won one since. Wait a second. Like, whoa, that's like a little bit of a coincidence, don't you think? Like, it's pretty unbelievable. And I will say, he hasn't won a major. However, he was the PGA Player of the Year in 2009 and in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And he won the FedEx Cup Championship in 2009.
Yeah, he's been somewhat competitive.
Right. He was somewhat competitive. I mean, even as recent as 2013, which is 4 years ago, he was still a really good player. He was still number one in the world in 2013, even though he didn't really win anything. He won the Bridgestone in 2013, was the last tournament he won, but he hasn't won a major since 2008. And so you look at it and say, in the majors, he was close, right? He was in that top five. I mean, in 2013, he won the PGA Player of the Year because in those majors, even though he didn't win, he was close. One of them, he was like second. One of them, he was third. Like, he was in like the top 10 in most of them. So that's why he won PGA Player of the Year, because he was around even though he didn't win.
Yeah. It's kind of like OJ, but not as tragic, because OJ killed people.
True. Very true.
Allegedly. Yeah. allegedly. But, like, it's just kind of like that. I mean, when you have figures that are so famous and so important to sports, and they have that big downfall, it's sad, really. I mean, you hate to see anyone go through that, but I don't know. And just the story about him getting arrested, and what did he thought he was in California, I guess?
He said he was coming back from California.
Yeah.
Which is like, you're in Florida.
You're in Florida.
The long drive.
Did the video come out?
The video did come out. TMZ was doing some fucking live stream or some bullshit like that. And I was like, yeah, I'm not watching this crap. But from what I heard about the video was that he was very polite, was agreeable with them, but had no idea what the fuck was going on.
Oh, yeah.
No idea what was going on. I watched like 10 seconds of it, and the guy was like, do you know why I pulled you over? No. Do you remember me telling you that you were, because you're in a car on the in the middle of the road, not moving? Do you remember me telling you that?
Jesus.
Yes. Like, he just, like, he's in the car with his fucking right blinker on.
So it's like the Michael Car Floyd running, video.
Car running, two flat tires on the passenger side, and the rims all fucked up.
Wow.
So clearly, he was like crashing into shit before he stopped. And so, you know, they say it was medication and he blew a zero and blah, blah, blah. I mean, whatever.
Right. If that's the case, driving.
It doesn't matter. Like, he was clearly on drugs. Yeah. And so maybe he's an addict. And I don't know. I don't want to say he's an addict without him actually being an addict. But right. It just kind of seems like maybe that's where he is. I don't know.
Yeah, he's been into some dark shit in the last...
Dude, like, it's really kind
it's come
of...
come out in the last, right? Like, 10 years
well, think
or so.
About, think about 2009, right? That's mm-hmm. the whole Thanksgiving fire hydrant incident where Ellen... Or Elaine... How, Elaine? Ellen? How do you pronounce it? Her ex-wife's name. But she smashed his back window with the golf club, and the whole cheating thing came out, right? That was 09. But holy shit, dude. Like, since then, he's really done... basically nothing. He
was never been
player of the year in 2013, but he really since then he hasn't really done much.
Right.
He's
lost that aura about him.
He has. Well, you know what happened is that he found out about all this cheating shit, and then the voicemails came out.
Yeah.
And you can't unhear that shit, man. You hear that, and he's like a stage five clinger with these girls that he's like banging on the side. Yeah. Like, this is Tiger, you know, hit me up. I can't wait to see. It's like, dude, you're fucking cheating on your wife with this girl. Like, just find another one. Like, come on.
Like, I've heard he said real, like, bad confidence issues. Like, I heard a story about him with, like, Michael Jordan and Derek Jeter. And they were talking to girls or whatever. At least Jeter was. And Tiger was like, how do you guys do it? And Jeter's like, you're Tiger Woods. Just go up and talk to the girl.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, that's definitely a possibility. Based on the voicemail, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
You know, based on what the voicemail sounded like, but...
he's a golfer. It's not like he's, like, a real athlete.
Well, it's true, but he's the biggest golfer of all time, right?
Right, right.
He had the Tiger Woods. He had the video games come out with him on it, and those were the video games. Like, it's not like it was some...
But he's going to drop 38 in the Jazz with 104 flu.
That's true. That is true.
He didn't dive into the stands. He didn't have the flip against Oakland.
You're right about that. However... he did have his moments, right? With with the fist bumps and everything like that.
I mean, the red on Sundays.
Dude, people love that guy. Yeah. And, you know, he was an American icon.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, maybe he wasn't Michael Jordan athletically, but popularity-wise?
Oh, endorsement-wise.
He was definitely Michael Jordan and probably bigger than Derek Jeter, I would say, endorsement-wise and in everyone's home.
So.
I mean, shoot. There are people that have never watched golf ever one day of their life, and they know who Tiger Woods is.
Yeah.
And there are you can't say that about Derek Jeter.
Yeah,
you know. And so I think he might be the biggest athlete of this generation. I mean, LeBron's pretty close too, right? But
two or three, Brady's right there too.
Yeah, yeah. So really kind of unbelievable. I wanted to mention how he's like the worst cheater of all time. Like, quite possibly the worst cheater of all time. I mean, some of the girls he like, cheated on his wife with were disgusting, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
Like, absolutely atrocious. Like, what are you doing? Then he was hooking up with porn stars.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, Hooters girls. And it's just like, what the hell are you doing, dude? Like, you're Tiger Woods. Like, have some respect for yourself. And, like, number one, don't get married if you can't not have sex with every girl that walks right. by you, number one. But number two, like, set your standards a little bit higher, bro. Like, really, you know?
Who's the skier?
Oh, Lindsey Vonn.
Yeah, she got out of there.
Dude, she fucking put him in the grave after. Did you see her her Instagram after?
Yeah, what was it?
She took a faraway ass shot, a faraway butt shot of her, dude, and it was like,
oh, yeah.
Living life, so happy to have supportive people around me. It was like, dude, holy shit, dude, that's just mean. She, yeah, she killed him again.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, Tiger Woods, but an American tragedy.
Imagine if this is Tom Brady.
No, I refuse. I refuse. Never happen. It will never happen. Bridget Moynihan pulled the Bridget Moynihan on Tom Brady. He didn't leave her. She pulled the goalie without telling him and got pregnant.
It's imagine
not on Tom Brady.
Imagine Giselle just smashing Brady's car.
With a
football.
You have to throw a football. That yeah. football helmet, right? Like, dude, that if that ever happened, it would be
way bigger, at least around here.
It'd be the saddest. Dude. It'd be one of the saddest days of my life. It really would be. I hold Tom Brady to a very high. Of course, now with the whole Alex Guerrero thing, I don't even want to get into Tom Brady. I can't do it. Okay, I can't do it. So, yeah, Tiger Woods, like you said, I feel like now that has to be attached to his name. Tiger Woods, national tragedy, American tragedy, yeah. right? Like it just kind of has. That's like a good 30 for 30, right? Okay, Tiger Woods. Yeah. American tragedy.
Yep.
That's
and good. We'll be there when he has his comeback.
We should trademark that. Dude, never. No chance.
When he wins the Masters.
He's too old. He's too old. He's got too many injuries. I don't know. Like, on the senior tour?
You don't even have your sport to come back to.
It's bad. You know? It's really bad. I mean, I don't know what the hell is going to happen to him. So, we'll see what happens. That is going to be an interesting one.
Yeah.
So... All right, so anyway, so we're going to continue along here. We have our week in sports history. We only have one event for you that happened this week in sports history. That was June 2nd, 2002, Game 7, Lakers-Kings. So it was the first conference final game, Game 7, I believe, to ever go to OT. Okay, Lakers won, beat the Kings, which, you know, is kind of noteworthy. But really what's noteworthy about it is what happened before Game 7. Game 6 mm-hmm. is the Tim Donaghy game, one of the Tim Donaghy games.
Yeah.
After he had been convicted already, he actually gave an affidavit to the police saying that Game 6 was rigged. He didn't actually ref that game, but he knew that it was like ref A and ref B were reffing a game between Team 5 and Team 6. I mean, it's like, he doesn't actually use the names of anyone
yeah.
or any of the teams, but you can clearly see what the hell happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he just basically said, you know, they threw the game. And there were some really questionable calls that happened in Game 6
the other night. Like, guys are fouling out.
Yeah. Two guys fouled out.
In, like, the first 2 minutes of the fourth quarter.
Yeah. Vlade Divac and Scott Pollard, yeah. right? Mike Bibby at one point, I think I read, like, got like, elbowed by Kobe, and
yep.
his face apparently fouled Kobe's elbow.
Right in front of the ref.
It was just like... And so you wonder, did they throw that game? And if they did, the Kings win that series,
right, they obviously. They had to have thrown it, because it would have been Kings-Nets in the finals.
Oh, God, that would have been fucking atrocious, Kings-Nets.
Yeah. So I mean, it would have been a good series, but no one would have watched.
Well, right, that's the thing. And the NBA doesn't give a shit about whether it's right. a good series or not. Right. It doesn't matter.
I think the year before, it was kind of rigged, too, because that was when Philly went to the finals.
With AI.
And they played Milwaukee in Game 7.
Oh,
and I remember Ray Allen saying that he thought, like, the league would rather have Philly and L.A. in the finals. And you're right, instead
yeah.
of Milwaukee and L.A., but...
It's possible. It's definitely possible. I mean, it's not like the NFL, where it doesn't matter who plays in the NFL. It makes no difference,
mm-hmm.
right? The market doesn't matter. It could be some shitty team that nobody watches, nobody goes... It doesn't matter. It's the Super Bowl. Everyone's watching.
Yeah.
Right? In a seven-game series, it's not like that. And the NHL is the same way, where, you know, it would suck... For them, if it was Ottawa, if it had been Ottawa, Nashville, it would have really sucked for the NHL.
Yeah.
But it's still the NHL final. It's still the Stanley Cup final. People are going to watch no matter what.
They've had, like, it's not always big markets with them.
Right, right. The NBA is a little bit different. And they're yeah. star power, and so they need that,
yeah.
right? But what's interesting, so that's Game 6, which is crazy, okay? But to me, what's more interesting, especially being from around here, is that year the Nets went to the finals, as you said. They beat the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals to get to the finals.
Yep.
That year, the Celtics lost the first game. They won the second game in New Jersey. Game three was at home, and they were down 21 in the fourth quarter and came back to win that game.
I think they trailed by 26 in the third, right?
I think you're right. Yeah. Yep. And it was 21 in the fourth, and they came back to win, which was like an unbelievable comeback. I just remember Pierce like on top of the scorers table, like fist bumping. It was crazy, right?
Ironically, they did the same thing this year.
You're right. Very true. Very true. And so to Cleveland, nonetheless.
Yeah.
So then they went up 2-1. That's game three. They were up 2-1. Game four at home, they lost by 2 points, 118-116. With 1.1 seconds left, Paul Pierce fouled at the line, shooting two, down two. Clanked them both. Tony Battee, my man, Tony Battee, got the offensive rebound and missed the offensive rebound layup. They could have, if they had won that, now they just would have sent him to overtime. But if Pierce hits those two free throws and they go to overtime and they win, they're up 3-1. That series is over. Now, in fairness to the Celtics, they would have gotten the shit kicked out of them by the Lakers. Okay, they would have lost in four. None of the games would have been close. But nevertheless, they would have been in the finals.
Yeah.
Okay, that was the closest the Celtics ever got.
It would have been cool. The Celtics-Lakers in that era.
Right, and they would have gotten the shit kicked out of them. But what? You know, but that was the closest that the Pierce-Antoine Walker crew ever got to the finals. And so that was just interesting. I just happened to see Game 7, and I was like, oh my God, we got the Donaghy game in Game 6. We got the Celtics losing in the Eastern Conference Finals. So, you know, a few things on there.
And
so.
Another thing about the Celtics coming back from 21 down this year. Richard Jefferson on both teams.
Holy shit. That's fucking crazy. That's 15 years apart. You're right, dude. Was Richard Jefferson a rookie that year?
I think he was. Like
a second rookie, or second year player, right? Man, good call on that. Yeah. Richard freaking Jefferson. Holy crap. So, all right. Well, the last thing we got here is the Warrior One to Watch. This week, the Warrior One to Watch is the Women's College World Series. That's right. Women's softball. That's right, baby. Starts tomorrow.
Man, you have a really bad gambling problem.
Oh, you got... I don't gamble because I lose. If I didn't lose, I would gamble all the time. I just fucking lose everything, so I don't gamble. So, and it's like one of those things where, like, it would almost be like I'd bet against the Patriots, and the Patriots would win, and I'll take the money hit for the Patriots to win, but knowing my fucking mush luck, like, the universe would know that I'm betting against the Patriots so that the Patriots would do it, and then it would fucking reverse, and the Patriots would lose. A couple of
years ago in the knockout league.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
I was, like, top four in our knockout football picks league.
Out of 125 people. Yeah,
unbelievable.
For $1,000.
Yeah, and it was my Skins against the Cowboys on Monday night in Dallas, and being a lifelong Redskins fan, I thought I knew better that they would get their asses kicked in Dallas on a Monday night. Nope, they did like a 20-point fourth quarter comeback.
I still remember driving to the Patriots played a home game that game that day, and I remember driving to the stadium with my sister, and I was like, "Oh, who'd Mike pick for the knockout pool?" She's like, "Washington." She's like, "Dallas." I was like, "Dallas?
It's her fault." She told me to
pick. They're fucking playing Washington. You can't pick Dallas. I'm like, "Cause you what?" I was like, "Why did you let him do that?" She was like, "Well, I mean, Washington sucks and Dallas is good." I'm like, I don't care. They're playing. It'd be like the Patriots sucking and picking the Jets. Like, what the hell are you doing? You can't do that. And sure enough, fucking Washington won. Tony Romo got hurt. Washington won.
Colt McCoy. God, it
was a fucking mess, dude. Like,
I was so torn because I was so happy.
You so happy you lost $1,000.
Like, that sucked. But
holy shit, man.
Still beat Dallas. Well,
yep, whatever. Good point.
That's so it was true. Reverse jinx, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Right. You reverse jinxed yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Redskins to win a totally meaningless game.
Yeah. But, like 4-8 at the time.
But then you lost $1,000. Oh, God, dude. So, anyways, Women's College World Series starts tomorrow on one of the ESPN affiliates, I would imagine. The favorites, Florida, Oklahoma, and Oregon, and the sleeper, LSU.
Ooh.
5 wins in tourney elimination games this year. 5 in tourney elimination
good
games this year.
Good baseball school.
Don't sleep on LSU.
Albert Bell went to LSU.
A good point.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Bell.
He was Joey Bell at the time.
Oh, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Is his middle name Albert?
I don't know. What a fraud. I don't know where he got Albert from.
What a fraud.
No, he was like...
Maybe everyone called him Fat Albert.
No, like, I guess when he was in college, he was just standing in left field during a game, and some guy was yelling racial remarks to him from the outfield, and he climbed over the wall and just, like, destroyed the guy.
What a fucking psychopath.
I love Albert Bell, though. That guy could hit.
He could hit.
Clean, he was just... too. You never hear anything about him.
Very true. Mm-hmm. Very true. Too stupid to take PEDs, probably. And
another quick thing on Albert Bell. I remember when he lost the MVP to Mo Vaughn in the year that he should have won in 95. It was like Halloween night, and these kids egged his house, and he got in his car and he just like chased after them. So, Albert Bell. I'll have him on my team anyway.
What a legend. Yep. What a legend Albert Bell was. So that's the Warrior one to watch this week. Somehow it turned into Albert Bell reminiscing about Albert Bell.
We could do a
whole
podcast on Albert Bell.
So anyways, listen, at the very least, remember Jenny Finch, and you can watch, you know, you can watch softball for that reason if you really want to, but these girls can hit, man, and they're fucking good.
Yeah.
It really is a good game, and it's 7 innings. So it flies right by, dude. It's nice. So anyways, so that's the podcast today, and remember, again, follow us on Twitter. That's at Weekend War Pod, WKNDWARPOD. Okay, that's our Twitter handle. You can also email us. It's that same WKNDWARPOD@gmail.com. Okay, so get in touch with us. Don't forget to subscribe and rate us on iTunes if you have iTunes. If not, you can find us on Blueberry as well. So, and that's it for this week. We'll see you next week. Hopefully, we'll be maybe getting a little bit of Red Sox next week, I would think, because we should have some time to talk a little bit more NBA Finals, talk a little bit more NHL, and then we'll go from there. Okay? Maybe some crazy thing will happen with some other star this week that we know comes out of left field. So we'll see what happens. But so anyways, we will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening, as always.